Welcome to Focus on the Upstate, a program dedicated to informing you about organizations that serve our community and how you can get involved with them. Here's your host, Chris Evans.
Good morning and welcome to Focus on the Upstate, a pre-recorded production of Entercom Communications. My name is Chris Evans, and today this is episode 33 of the COVID Chronicles. My guest today is Major Andy Kelly, the Salvation Army Area Commander for Greenville, Pickens, and Oconee Counties. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning, Chris.
Thank you for being here. The Salvation Army, I usually venture, whenever you guys are on this program, I presume that you are one of the organizations that people listening are probably going to be most familiar with. I usually have to spend a few minutes at the beginning introducing the organization that's on the program. My guess is people will at least have heard of the Salvation Army, but I'm going to ask you the same question that I normally ask, which is, what do you do and who do you do it for? Just for the sake of the people listening that might not know what the Salvation Army is, tell us what you do and who you do it for.
Well, I'm glad to do that. The Salvation Army has been around in the Greenville area for over 100 years, and we currently continue to serve people in need. We try to do whatever we can to meet needs when people come to us. Part of that is taking care of rent and utilities. Sometimes we're able to help with medical prescription help, that sort of thing, and paying for bills that people have. Basically, our objective is to keep people from becoming homeless. And then beside that, we also run the shelters on Rutherford Street, a shelter for men, a shelter for women and children, and then a drug and alcohol rehab shelter. And having a place for these folks to not only get in off the street, but also to have some case management and help them to get back into or into, for maybe the first time, productive personal life. And we, as part of that, we introduce them to Jesus Christ. We are a Christian organization. We don't force that on anybody. Nobody has to listen to a sermon to get a meal or to get a place to stay. But we do believe that Jesus is part of the answer. But we also operate, well, we also provide hot meals for the public. Right now, because of COVID, we've had to do that in a different way than we used to. We're not serving the public from our dining room like we used to. We're doing takeout meals instead. In our dining room, we've limited that to our residents. And we've also had to cut down on the traffic on the campus so that we don't just have anybody walking through, so that we're not bringing the pandemic into our campus as much as possible.
Well, and I remember the campus being kind of a welcoming place before that.
Yes.
It was the kind of place that you could just walk into and get whatever kind of help you needed.
Well, people can walk up to, we've got a table set up out in our parking lot off of the Stahl Street entrance, where people can go up there and ask for assistance. And, or, you know, if they need monetary assistance, the best thing for people to do is to go to our website. We're doing a lot of our financial assistance, or most of it, through the internet right now. People can apply there. Our case managers are working with them through the internet. We're making payments on the bills through that process to cut down on the face-to-face to help prevent spreading this pandemic. So that's something that's a little different, but you know, we still want to help people. We still want to have people feel welcome, but we're also trying to protect our residents and our staff, and protecting people who come to us so that we're not a hotbed of corona.
And how's it been going? How have all of these changes affected the morale there and the way that you do things?
Well, at first it was a little bit difficult.
Sure, for everybody.
Our team has gotten more adjusted to it. There's still some people that are getting the impression, because our front gate is locked, that we're turning people away, but we just want people to understand, come to the Stahl Street entrance and we'll do what we can to help you. And having the capability now of helping people through the internet is much better for everybody, because a lot of people just don't have the means of getting there. And I know that some people don't have the internet at home, and we're hoping that they're able to go to the library or go some public place where they can get the internet and get on the internet to get assistance, but or something like that. Now, we still will do paper applications for those people who can make it to our campus and don't have a way of getting on the internet. But again, we're just trying to help as many as we can. We've seen an increase of about 150% over last year, and we know that there's going to be more coming for assistance as funds are starting to dry up. Fortunately, we have received some of the funding through the CARES Act and through some other opportunities that we're able to help people with their bills. And we just want people to know, if you need some help, there is no shame in coming to get that help. We want to be able to help you, whether it's to pay your rent, your utilities, your prescription costs, or maybe even some expenses for a vehicle, because vehicles are so important.
Indeed. And I'm glad you mentioned the library. I hear from a number of people who you know, for one reason or another, mentioned that they don't have access to the internet. And that's a recommendation that I make to them, is that you can go to your local library. I know Greenville County, that's where I live, and so I'm most familiar with it. They have a number of libraries. I'm less familiar with other counties, but I'm certain that other counties run libraries, and most libraries, most public libraries, have publicly available computers that are internet connected, mm-hmm. that you can get onto and do whatever kind of business you need to do on the internet through those locations. I do advise people, additionally, since they are public access computers, you need to be careful about what kind of information you put into them. But if it's something like going to the Salvation Army website, salvationarmycarolinas.org, by the way, then you can at least get the process started there. So that's a good tip. Thank you, Major Kelly.
Well, and also our local website, you can get to us through carolinas.org, but also salvationarmygreenville.org.
There you go. Salvationarmygreenville.org.
Yes, I'm sorry that I didn't mention that earlier. But on there, people can see how to go through the process to apply for assistance. And if people want to help financially, there's an opportunity for that on that website as well, to click to give, text to give, or to click to give. There's also opportunity for people to help volunteer with different activities. And right now, of course, we're in the Red Kettles and the Angel Tree distribution.
Right.
And so we need some help in manning the Red Kettles, because the money that comes through those Red Kettles helps us to operate these kinds of assistance through the whole calendar year. Our goal this year is to raise $371,000 through those little Red Kettles in Greenville, Pickens, and Oconee counties.
That sounds ambitious. How does that compare to previous years?
It's a little bit more than what we did last year. We have some new challenges this year with some funders that have not been able to support us as in years past.
Sure.
We've got some other funders that have been so helpful in helping us to help others. But we do need as many contributions as possible to help us to meet those human needs when people come to us for that assistance.
Well,
and we really thank the public of the Tri-County area for your generosity. We just need to have that continue.
Indeed, and that's a sentiment that I've heard echoed by numerous organizations that have been on this program over the years, is just how generous the upstate community is here. And especially even now with the pandemic going on, a lot of people have fallen on hard times financially with the pandemic and the effects of shutdowns and layoffs and furloughs and things like that. They have a harder time giving, but somehow they're still finding something to give to people who need assistance. Let's talk about Red Kettle real quick, because this is going to be something I think people will most associate with the Salvation Army, is seeing the bell ringers out at various locations during the Christmas shopping season, collecting any kind of donations that people want to drop in the kettles. How is that going to change given the circumstances of the pandemic?
Well, there's some people that are less likely to put money into the kettle. Well, part of it is because of the change shortage that we've heard.
Sure,
so much about.
I hadn't even thought about that.
Yeah, and we're not seeing as many coins being put in the kettles, but, you know, dollar bills work too. That really helps.
They spend just as well.
Yes, they do. They do. We've got our kettle workers and volunteers are helping us to keep the kettles sanitized so that periodically through the day they're wiping them down so that nobody has to worry about possibly getting something off of the kettle that maybe sure. had been dropped by somebody else. But we also have opportunities for touchless giving. There at each kettle location, there's a text to give information, and there's also the little electronic means that you can tap your phone, the smartphone, to for Google Pay or for Apple Pay. And then there's also a QR code that you could be using to make donations. So we've got lots of different online options at each of the kettle locations that people could give through an electronic means rather than have to be concerned about putting anything in the kettle.
Well, that's good to know. And where can people find these kettles? I know a while ago there was some controversy about some of the locations not accepting the volunteers standing outside their doors.
Well, it has changed over the years, but this year we've got all the Walmarts and the Sam's stores and Cabela's and a lot of grocery stores in the areas that we're standing in front of, Hobby Lobby, just a lot of the big box stores. We are there, standing there with either some volunteers or some paid workers. So that's a ministry that we do during the summer, during the Christmas season too, is we are able to employ some people. And right now, if anybody is looking for some work, we would be happy to take some applications for bell ringers as well. So they just, again, look at SalvationArmyGreenville.org, and that will give you information on how to look into that.
SalvationArmyGreenville.org. I know that you said there are other volunteer opportunities. What other sorts of volunteer things can people do if they're not ringing bells?
Well, we have some people that will be helping us with the distribution of the gifts that people have purchased on our Angel Tree. That distribution will be coming up in a week or so. And we've had to change that a little bit because we can't have as many people in the distribution area as we have in the past.
Right.
But we do have some slots where people can help us to help the parents when they come to pick up their children's gifts. To either help us find where those gifts are. It's all well organized, but we just need some personnel to help us to get those gifts to the parents. And one of the things we're doing with that, with the COVID, is that we have a sanitizing machine that we're going through and sanitizing the work area where we're doing the distribution on a regular basis. So we're trying to keep everybody safe there as well.
Understand. And Angel Tree, as I understand it, has also kind of shifted. You now have a virtual option for giving. You don't have to necessarily go to the mall and pick up a paper tag anymore.
That's true. Thank you for reminding me of that. We do have that option where you can do it online, purchase a gift online. There are opportunities through Walmart. Walmart's been a wonderful partner with us this year across the country, and they are working with us that people can go on there and go to the registry for good and select items for the children on the Angel Tree, and they make sure that we get those gifts. The shopper doesn't need to touch them at all. Or if they like the idea of going out in person, they still can do that as well. But all the information about the angels are on the internet instead of at physical trees this year.
Gotcha. And again, the Salvation Army Greenville.org website is where you can find out and register for the Angel Tree service program.
Yes, yes.
You mentioned earlier some of the rent assistance and utility bill assistance that you do. I want to circle back to that because, as I mentioned, lots of people have fallen on hard times. I imagine the demand for that kind of thing, for you and other organizations that provide those sorts of services, must have skyrocketed.
It really has. Like I mentioned, we've seen an increase of over 100%, and we're anticipating it going up to 150% more than what we did last year. And basically, it's because of the fact that people have been laid off, or their jobs or their offices were closed, or whatever the case may be. And so there are people that right now are experiencing a stressful time without the resources needed to pay the rent or to buy food or whatever they have to decide that they're going to do without. And they need some help. And it's difficult for those folks a lot of times to get that assistance, to ask for that assistance. And so when they do come, we want to make the process as easy as possible. We've had a couple of snafus in the last couple of weeks because of some of the funders that we have are operating on a refund basis, so that we actually spend the money and then they refund us. And we had a little bit of a hold up on that for about a week, and that's all back up and running again so that we can start helping people again with their rent and utilities. But for listeners who are experiencing that financial challenge right now, I want to encourage them, please overcome whatever pride or fear or whatever is keeping you from getting the assistance, because that's why we're here. That's why these funders have given us these funds, so that we can help you pay your rent, your utility bills, get you food. And there are people listening, I'm sure, that have never faced this before, that are facing it now, and we're here for you. We don't want you to be embarrassed by having to come and ask for assistance. We keep it confidential. And now that, like I said before, with it all being done online, it's even more confidential. And we just want to be able to help as many people as we possibly can.
I understand. I know homeless shelters are another thing that you run, and that also must have changed drastically because of the pandemic. How are things in the shelters these days?
We've had to decrease the population a little bit so we could do the social distancing in the shelters,
right,
and help protect our residents. We've had a couple of folks that have come along that had gotten exposed, but fortunately, so far, all the tests that we've had to have our residents take have come back negative. But we have identified some areas that can be used for quarantine for our residents should, when somebody's got to be tested, they have to be quarantined for a little while at
least.
And then if they tested positive, then we're working, all the agencies in town are working together on finding space to house those that are tested positive, so that they're not exposing anybody else. But that's part of the reason why the shutdown of the front entrance to our campus, so that our residents stay as safe as possible. And we just want to keep them safe and want to make sure that we're not allowing the COVID on the property as much as we possibly can.
Fair enough. What about the men's rehabilitation? Is that still going on?
Well, that's going on, and that population has dwindled quite a bit. And again, that's partially because of COVID. It's an important program. There's a lot of men who have come through that rehab program and have had their lives drastically changed for the positive. And right now, we're down to about half the residency, and we'd like to see that increase. So if people know of men that need to be in the rehab program, please refer them to the Salvation Army, and we will work them into the program. And anybody shopping at our family stores, we've got the five family stores around the Tri-County area. Those funds will help to operate that rehab program. And so anybody going to shop there or make donations there of gently used items, that helps to support that ministry.
And those stores are now open again. I know I tried to make a donation kind of in the height of the pandemic back in, I think it was May, and it was just completely closed. Like, you couldn't even donate anything.
Yeah, so unfortunately we had to do that. But now we are open again. We're open in Seneca and in Clemson and in Malden and in Taylor's and in Greenville.
Good to hear. You mentioned that, you know, a primary part of Salvation Army's mission is to prevent people from becoming homeless, to keep them from losing their living situation. I happen to know that one of the things that encourages that prevents that from happening is staying employed. Do you offer any kind of employment assistance or job placement at the Salvation Army?
Not really. We don't have that much of an opportunity to do that. We do try to help our residents when they're trying to get themselves back on their feet, to help them identify places where they can apply for work. And those who've gone through the the rehab program, definitely that's part of what we offer to them. But as far as the public's concerned, we really don't have opportunities for that. Now, at Christmas time, like I mentioned, we do hire some people to ring the bells at the kettles, and we see that as a ministry where somebody who wouldn't have any income could have a little income for the next few weeks between now and Christmas. And but that's the only, well, we do have some openings at our family stores, so people can look at our website to see what positions are open, and we would be happy to take applications and consider folks for the open positions, but they're not a large number.
Understood. I also have to ask about the Croc Center, you know, one of the very popular installations of the Salvation Army here in the Upstate. What's going on there?
Well, we've been able to just about completely open up the Croc Center again since the pandemic. We have a lot of activities going on there. And the thing about the pandemic, it's set it up now so that people can online make reservations for a lane at the pool or the kiddie pool or exercise equipment or anything like that. It all can be done on the Croc website. Also for the tennis courts, we've got a lot of people who are coming through, and we've got people that have renewed their membership even past the pandemic. So, and we're seeing new people come in. So we would love to have more people come and join us at the Croc. We do have scholarships available for those who can't afford to pay for the membership. And all anybody has to do is to come by and ask somebody at the front desk about that, and they'll be glad to give information.
You know, it is interesting how much has gone virtual these days out of necessity, but it's almost better than it was. There are more opportunities to participate because things have moved to a sort of an online platform.
Yes, and that's one of the good things that has come out of this pandemic. It is good that we have now that capability of allowing people to sign up for equipment, signing up for a place in the classes that we offer, signing up for the lane in the pool or a tennis court, all online.
Or even any of the assistance that you offer. What do you need most right now at the Salvation Army?
Right now, what we need most is financial contributions. Like I said earlier,
that's why you're ringing those bells.
Well, yeah, that's true. But even more so than last year, we had a local funder that was not able to provide for us as they have in the past. And it's a significant decline in contributions that have been used for our Boys and Girls Club, for one thing. That's one area that we're really hurting financially on. We're offering daytime activities for the children that are not in school. I know the schools are starting to open 5 days a week now, but for the period of time, we had children there doing their e-learning at the Boys and Girls Club. And there's a lot of parents that simply could not afford to put their children there. And we could not afford to let too many people there without the fees. So that's one area that people can help us financially is with the Boys and Girls Club, but also with the continuous assistance to people with their rent and utilities, as we've talked about already.
And again, if you need any kind of assistance like that, if you would like to make donations to the need of the Salvation Army, or if you want to get involved by donating your time, go to salvationarmygreenville.org. That's where you can do that. How did Thanksgiving go? I know normally you guys have a kind of a Thanksgiving dinner. Were you able to do that this year?
We did it, but in a different way. We served the Thanksgiving dinner to our residents in the dining room, but again, with the non-residents, we served to-go containers for Thanksgiving. We made it a little bit more special than just the regular day-to-day to-go meals. They had special containers that they used to make it a little more special for them. But I haven't heard how many people actually came for the meal, but my understanding is a good number of people did come to enjoy Thanksgiving with us.
Imagine so. Major Andy Kelly from the Salvation Army, Area Commander for Greenville, Pickens, and Oconee Counties, has been my guest today. One more time, the website, salvationarmygreenville.org. Thank you very much, Major, for being here.
Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. I'm Chris Evans, and this has been Focus on the Upstate.
You've been listening to Focus on the Upstate with Chris Evans. If you would like more information on today's topic, email Chris at cevans@intercom.com.